So send your name now to 0803-311-0102. Learn how Vision Hub mentorship can help scale your business and raise your status, even in an economic downturn. This is valid for only the first 30 persons. Once again, call 0803-311-0102. That is 0803-311-0102.
Listening to your number one station for talk.
Your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
The number one talk station of Lagos is closer to you than ever.
Join the conversation online or on the go.
Be part of the Info family on our user-friendly mobile app and website for a better and improved listening experience.
Download the app from Google Play Store and App Store.
With super efficient and clean audio quality.
Log on to NigeriaInfo.fm.
Watch us live on YouTube and Facebook.
Follow us on Twitter at NigeriaInfoFM.
And Instagram at NigeriaInfoFM Lagos.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk. Experience a better way
for
to
news,
connect.
Sports, and talk that you can relate.
If I told you now to come and buy Ashebi for 20,000 naira, then you would quickly get that money out. But if I told you to come and do a health check and you should put down 20,000 naira, you probably say it's very, very expensive.
That's too much now.
Why should I go and dash one doctor? And because people are not paying attention, people are therefore getting sicker and sicker.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
It's 9 o'clock.
The headline news on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Nigeria Info.
It's 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is the headline news. I'm Feta Otuegba. Lagos State plans to prosecute a driver involved in death of 9 people in Ojuelegba. Nigeria Bar Association apologizes to Nigerians for neglecting primary role. Pengasa urges federal government to revoke license of oil marketers selling above approved price. Nigerian Army arrests no fewer than 116 suspects in Oshodi Underbridge raid. Panic as almost 40 hoodlums invade school in Barua, Ipaja, and chase pupils away. Jam rules out extension of UTME, now makes email compulsory. NURTW tells members to stop rejecting old Naira notes. Protesting youths barricade roads and stone helicopter as President Buhari visits Kano. President Buhari unveils $16 million Kano solar power project. A new Naira racketeering booms in Lagos, Abuja, and Anambra. CBN plans to go into banks' strong rooms to check new currency hoarding. And President Buhari says foreign groups are bent on destroying Nigeria, accuses them of sponsoring Boko Haram. Federal government blames maltreatment of Nigerians abroad on irregular migration. European Union to deploy 100 observers for next month's general election. Senator Magnus Abe escapes alleged assassination in fresh reverse attack. Lagos denies ban on vehicles from northern states. And on the foreign scene, Liberian President George Weah plans to seek re-election. U.S. Secretary of State Blinken in Jerusalem calls for urgent steps for calm. A woman swims from Bangladesh to India to marry Facebook friend. Remember, elections have consequences. Make use of the new INEC extended time and get your PVCs. My name is Feta Otuegba. Those were the headlines on 99.3 Nigeria Info. We have more for you in our subsequent bulletin. But up next is the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu. Stay tuned.
This is The Voice Note on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
One of Africa's biggest cancers is that Africans, for whatever reason, seem insistent on electing leaders who've built nothing and then wonder why they build nothing. You've built nothing. You've created nothing. But for your words and political oratory, your ability to hold a tune and sing a verse, your ability to fill a stadium with poor people on the promise of a food hamper and a t-shirt, and then we vote for you. And we wonder why you don't know how to build roads or houses or balance a budget, or just make sure that crime and law and order is in place. We elect clowns and then give them the seat of the headmaster's office.
You're listening to Jimmy Dis, Jimmy Dis, right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Nigeria Info.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu. And this is the first Daily Digest of the week. And we're going to examine an issue that cropped up last week. And that had to do with an article that I saw written by well-respected, looking forward to meet him, Professor Chidi Odikalo. He's a lawyer. Okay, and he wrote an article called Why Philanthropy Stops at Building a Courthouse by Chidi Odikalo. When I read it, I made sure that I passed it on to my unofficial legal advisors. So I will go through what the issue is, and then I will take views from Liberals Oshoma, GT Ogunye, and my very good friend who I cornered just this morning. I was able to corner him over the weekend. It was just grabbing. Yemi Kadi Johnson, he will come on the second half, okay, after 9:30. And we'll get an opinion on that. Essentially, what it is that Chief Wole Olanipekun, well-respected senior advocate of Nigeria, built a courthouse for Ekiti State. He donated the courthouse to Ekiti State. So we want to look at the propriety of that. Let me go through the article so that I can give credit to whom it is due. And Odikalo says something extraordinary happened in Ikere Ekiti. On that day, the governor of the state, Abiodun Oyebanji, the governor himself, received and commissioned a new courthouse built by senior lawyer Chief Oluwole Oladapo Olanipekun. Various people were there, and so on and so forth. And it says that Chief Olanipekun, who built the house, is a proud son of Ikere, where a new courthouse is located. Now, remember, this is a senior advocate of Nigeria building a courthouse for the state. And in this courthouse, he'll be going to argue cases. So, we want to look at that. The ethics of all that is what we'll look at. And his generosity is not in doubt. He's been involved in various forms of whatever, supposedly to alleviate the suffering of his people, and so on and so forth. And Odikalo says that he's arguably the most successful Nigerian lawyer of his generation. And he runs one of the biggest law firms in the country. And of course, we all remember the controversy about one of his associates, Ogunde, the famous letter that was written way back then. But Chief Olanipekun is not on trial here, and his person is not on trial. We want to look at the propriety. Is it right for a lawyer? Let me quickly express my complete dissatisfaction with all that. That a private citizen will build a law court. Now, it's not as if maybe he died. Some dignitary died, a Fajemi Rokun or anybody died, and then built, donated a courthouse. And, is a living lawyer who is still practicing. So before you start bringing those examples, let's get that very clear. Some people could say that, in my will, I donate a courthouse to whatever, and then he's gone. That is, but for a practicing lawyer, it leads to all kinds of speculations. And he says that Chief Olanipekun at his commissioning ceremony said that it was that the project was initiated with the consent and permission of the Honorable Chief Judge of Ekiti State, who also approved and modified the drawings appropriately. They did some modifications. And Odikalu argues that this is where the problems begin. What exactly was the chief judge thinking of when he gave consent for a lawyer in active practice to build and donate a courthouse to the judiciary? Okay? Despite everything that can be said in favor of well-appointed courthouses, the idea of any person building and donating one to the judiciary anywhere is so staggering in its implications that it must be rejected out of hand as a model for addressing the manifest challenges of Nigeria's judicial system. Of the many reasons that can be adduced for this, five stand out. And let me quickly mention the five. It says, let us begin with the most basic. Courthouses go to the very essence of statehood. The state exists for the well-being of all who live within it. To protect them, it enjoys certain basic monopolies. One is a presumptive monopoly on the legitimate use of violence. The other is a monopoly of legitimate adjudication. The latter monopoly, in fact, precedes the former. If the state dispenses justice credibly, it diminishes the likelihood that grievances can boil over into violence. To put it in plain language, that it is not done, in the name of fairness and justice, it should not be done. He also talks about the credibility of judicial function and public trust in his institutions. He also said a lawyer in active practice cannot be allowed to build or donate a courthouse for obvious reasons. Such a project can never be free of perceptions of professional influence peddling. And I agree. So, invariably, if you have a case that is going to be decided in this Ikere-Ekiti court, and you have the money, it stands to reason that the place to go would be to go to the person who built the court. That is the perception. It might not be the reality, but that would be the perception. And the truth is, it's going to be difficult for Chief Olanipekun to make anybody believe that when he stands in front of the judge who is sitting in the court that he built, things will not go in his favor as much as they can. And he said this particular donation could soon prove to be more expensive than it is worth. In time, it will become grounds for appeal against decisions of judges who sit in it, exposing them to innuendos and denuding them of intangible assets of trust and confidence on which the judicial function is anchored. Let me give you what perception does. When I read the judgment of the tribunal at the Osun State Tribunal, and I read somewhere that the judges said something to the effect that the governor should not be dancing, and there was a reference to Kiss, Daniels, whatever. I said to myself, are they mocking the PDP candidate because he dances and so on and so forth? I think judgments should be devoid of such language. They should have just gone straight to the point, rather than making any innuendo, especially to the guy who now lost. I was going to bring that up before this one came up, and I said, okay, so we'll deal with this. But referring to that judgment, I don't think it's just not tidy. You can have an argument on whether it's right or wrong, but it's just not. I would have loved a judgment that stuck to the issue, instead of putting in the innuendo of don't dance balongo, don't dance this and that. But then law wasn't what I'm not a lawyer, but my father was, and I grew up in the environment. Indeed, I worked in the Ministry of Justice as a clerk. I worked in the library for about a year plus. So I can't imagine Justice Elias back in the day, people like that, giving a judgment that says you shouldn't be dancing this and that, making a direct reference to one of the contestants in the case, especially the one who lost. Okay, back to Odikalu. Odikalu says that fourth, this idea of donation of courthouses invites the classic slippery slope. Let us begin from the premise that this donation is motivated by the purest of intentions. Not every person who may choose hereafter to invest in this model of philanthropy can be credited with the same purity of purpose. What is good for the goose is good for the gander. If Joseph Olanipekun can donate a building to the church to be used as court, to the judiciary's views as court, then other people have the same right. If he wanted to improve his community, he could have donated a hospital, he could have built another school, he could have built a university, he could have scholarships and so on and so forth. I think this lacked a bit of discretion. And he says, Adekalu argues that if one man can build and donate a courthouse, then every big man who has stolen money will sooner or later adopt that same model as their own down payment on impunity. In no time, courthouses around the country would become annexed into private estates of questionable provenance, and their preoccupation will not be justice administration, but decision taking as to who gets shafted, both in reality and in the public perception. Above all, Professor Adekalu says, it is impossible for this kind of project to avoid a violation of the constitutional rules of fair hearing and the Judicial Code of Conduct. Rule 1-4 of the code precludes every judge from, and he quotes, contacts that may lead people to speculate that there is a special relationship between him and someone whom the judge may be tempted to favor in some way in the course of his judicial duties. How does a judge who sits in a court built by one man avoid the impression that he or she has a special relationship with the owner of the court? Okay? And then it goes on, and final paragraph that it says, it should be clear that this is not something that any state should have entertained or allowed. This kind of project guarantees an impression of improper interference in the administration of justice. This deserves the attention of the NBA, the Chief Justice, the National Judicial Council, to ensure that this first and will also be the last and the only instance of this kind of donation anywhere in Nigeria. I think they should convert that court into a law library. Then you can, you know, that I think that should have been more appropriate. Who do I have on the line? Do I have GT on the line? Okay. Hello, GT, good morning. Hello, morning, GT. Hello. Morning. Oh, okay. I have GT. Is he there again? Well, sorry. Hello, GT, good morning. I can't hear him. Wow. So let's go find out what happened. I'm going to be speaking to GT Ogunye. I'm going to speak to Yemi Candy Johnson. Okay, let me try them on my line. I'll try and see if we can get. Okay, Yemi had called me, so let me try him. Okay, I'm trying to see if I can get one of them. Let me try Laborious. I need to ask Laborious. Is it Laborious or Laborious? I don't know. I need to ask him to be very clear. I'm working on getting to see if I can get some security expert to talk about the stoning of the president in Kano and the security implications. I must give kudos, to whoever handled the security architecture there for showing a lot of restraint, because according to reports, now I said I wasn't there, but according to reports, there was even an attempt to bring the... Hello, Liberals, hold on. Morning, put that there. Morning, how are you? Morning. Okay, no, listen. Let's try. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you clearly, sir.
Okay, did you hear my submission? You saw the article when I sent it to you anyway.
Yes, I read the article. I've read it before you said it.
Okay. And so, can we have your feelings on it?
Yes, I share the sentiment of Professor Adekalu completely.
Yes.
The judiciary, we say, we all agree, the last hope of the common man.
Yes.
And when the common man, the moment the judiciary, the common man no longer sees that the judiciary as unbiased.
Yes.
Against certain persons.
Yes.
Because of what they have given to the judiciary.
Yes.
Then the judiciary is threatened. Considering also, I must say this, we shouldn't shy away from saying it.
Yes.
Considering also The recent allegations against a lawyer in the firm of Olanipekun.
It might have
good intention, fantastic intention, because this is not, he's donated similar buildings to universities and, all the other institutions and, but for the judiciary, for which he's a member, a very senior member of the bar, a chairman body of venture, the best that can be done should be to put pressure on the state government to ensure adequate funds and that arm of government. Or you have, like what Italo suggested, not just like you have the security trust fund.
Yes.
You can have a trust fund where people can contribute to. So at that point, you are no longer saying that it is this person that donated this building. Because if you are a judge, really,
yes,
you are sitting in a court donated by a senior advocate. The day that senior advocate enters into that courtroom, definitely you are going to get, you don't get high bond visa. There are going to be some form of respect.
Yes.
For him.
Yes.
Also, that is why we say that let justice be done if even the heavens will fall. And once the party on the other side perceives, not that there is bias, but that there is every likelihood that the judge will be biased.
Yes.
Then that judge should recuse himself. So in a case where a lawyer on the other side says, well, this law firm, or the head of chambers of this law firm, the owner of this law firm actually donated this building after agreement with the the chief judge of the state. And so I have a matter in this court, and they are on the other side. I do not think, in all honesty, that I will get justice because that relationship is
open. Okay, Libros. Sorry, time is not our friend here. So
yes, against all of this backdrop, I think we should discourage it. And like Odin Kalu said, if you accept this today, what is the guarantee that tomorrow the politician will not steal money and begin to donate courtrooms? As a way of preparing ground for soft landing.
Oh, okay, Libros, very quickly. So what do we then do? What do you suggest that we do with this current one that we have?
The current one that has been donated can be used for something else. Let the state government build a befitting courtroom. Donate this one for some other use. Let it not be that we're encouraging donation of courtrooms by individuals. It does not go well for a judiciary that is already in the eye of the storm.
Okay, thank you very much, Libros. Thank you very much for your short but incisive contribution. I'm most grateful for that. I do apologize if we didn't get, if it wasn't too clear. I had to quickly use my phone. Telecoms is not, it's not that easy. It's not that easy to, telecoms problems are not that easy to get over. We'll take a break at 9:25, which is about 3 minutes from now. I'll take the contributions of GT Ogunye and Yemi Candid Johnson. But before we do that, let me tell you that we would take your own views too. 0700-993-993-993 and 0148-571-9990. Okay, so we'll take a short break now and we'll be right back.
People do not have options to choose when it comes to jobs, so they go into what's available.
So the onus lies on those who select them must look out for those who have passion for this job.
Okay.
Through interview.
Your number one station for talk. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Welcome back to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu, and I think I have GT Ogunye on the line. Morning, GT. How are you?
Good morning.
Morning. Sorry, I kept you. The commercials we have bills to pay here, so I'm so sorry.
I rather prefer you say you have money to make. much as you to pay. And it's no crime making money.
Long live my incoming SAN. We are getting closer to that deal. Okay, you heard what I said, and you must have read T.D. Odikalu's piece. I want your views on it.
Well, I think that T.D. Odikalu, a friend of mine, has raised a very poignant issue.
Yes.
Which I think that the legal community in Nigeria must debate and then see the advantage they can take of his incisive commentary.
Yes.
My position is that the courthouse donation, as good spirited as it is, being a kind gesture, should be discouraged. In other words, it shouldn't be used as a model to be replicated in other states of the Federation.
Mm-hmm.
This one is localized in Ekere, Ekiti, the hometown of Chief Wole Olanipekun, Senior Advocate of Nigeria, Chairman of Body of Benches, who is the donor, and indeed a reputable philanthropist. You know, I haven't been known to have donated, you know, other buildings and things to universities and even to religious organizations. The last time in that Ekiti, he donated a big church to a congregation in that place. So he's known to be doing such things. But why it's wrong is not because he is the one doing it. No. It is because of the implications, if you ask me. And the implications are many. Chido Odinkalo had pointed to some of them, but it wasn't exhaustive. I know for a fact that before Chido Odinkalo did this, other lawyers have been doing this also. And this may shock you. There are lawyers who have donated secretarial equipment to courts, computers, photocopier, and all that. The last time, Ebu Olu Adeboruwa, Senior Advocate of Nigeria, shortly before he took the silk, or not too long after, in this very Lagos, donated a toilet facility to the Federal High Court.
In this Lagos. Me.
Yes, and, you know, the review was positive. People praised him that he did that and all that. And the judiciary didn't frown at it. Indeed, they appreciated him for doing that, for being thoughtful enough. Perhaps that didn't raise any eyebrow because we're talking about a facility compared to a courthouse now that must have many toilet facilities, so to speak. So, and all that. But this has been happening. And so, what it points to is that it is a metaphor for the kind of unacceptable state capture by private interest in our country. And that should be discouraged, particularly for the judiciary. Mm-hmm. I know that this, because we must even expand the discussion, in our country, private interest, people that are celebrated for having philanthropic spirit, donated vehicles, donated all sort of things to the police. The police is a law enforcement institution.
Yeah.
Some politicians, honorable members of the Houses of Assembly, House of Representatives, senators, donate operational vehicles to the police, and they have their name emblazoned on this.
Yes.
So if the police is a law enforcement agency that should be neutral, so can you imagine what is likely to happen if the political supporters or thugs of that kind of politician were to have a problem with a rival political party in an election season?
Mm.
How would the police be even-handed in that locality when they are on the payroll, so to speak, or they are receiving goodies from a particular politician?
Mm.
You know? Okay? So, and so on and so forth. The other time we complain about state state executives, lining up judges and donating cars to them. Mm. It was bad then, even though we appreciated that we're talking about the head of the executive branch of government in the same government, and you could even approve of that as a gesture between one arm of government to the other arm of government. But we felt that it had implications for the independence of the judiciary, for the integrity of the judiciary. Yeah. And so lawyers frown when we look at River State or Lagos State or any other state where state executives, you know, project themselves as the big benefactor of the judiciary.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
It has implications.
Didn't Wike also donate a courthouse or something in River State? No, he donated a law school.
Yes, to the Nigerian law, Nigerian law school, you know, and all that. And I'm making all these examples to make the case that the state should be sufficient in certain areas.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of, before we're talking about governance, we're talking about still being able to, you know, sustain itself and all that, and
yeah,
be even-handed, you know, when the interests of citizens are concerned. So, I want to say that this discussion is being conducted not because of the personality involved,
okay,
but because of the principle.
Yes.
And that principle for me is that the judiciary at all times must be above but like sister's wife. Nothing, you know, must be done to suggest that individuals or certain citizens can, you know, have their sway in the judiciary.
Okay,
because the judiciary allows us this kind of gift.
Okay, or allows
other things like this to happen.
Okay, GT, thank you very, very much. I need to take some other contributions. I thank you so much for your contribution. It will come very soon, GT.
Thank you.
My champagne is still cold. The older it is, the better. Thank you very much. I was speaking to GT Ogunye on the same issue. Do we have Mr. Kandi Johnson on? Okay, whilst we're getting Mr. Kandi Johnson, can I pick one or two calls and get their contributions? Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Yes, quickly, please.
Lucky Lola.
Yes.
Yes, he's like an arm robber building and donating a police station. The man is not the first to have come out to, you know, donate so to the state, but that kind of gesture should be discouraged.
Yes. Okay. Very straight to the point, and I like that. Can I have another caller here? Why can't we get Mr. Kandi Johnson, please? Maybe we'll use my phone. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Morning.
Uncle Jimmy?
Yes.
I think this is Pastor Ladi calling from Morinaga.
I know.
Okay, a gesture like this should be discouraged. That is the reason why most of our politicians have this entitlement mentality, because they feel that what they're supposed to do naturally,
yes,
that belongs to taxpayers' money, they ascribe it to themselves. Thank you. God bless Nigeria.
Okay. Do I have any more contributions? Hello?
Hello, sir.
Yes.
I think the donation is not nice. I don't see the face he will stand and be looking at judge one day. You know, it does not make sense. If you don't have anything to do with his money, let him go and donate church or mosque for people.
No, please don't use that. I mean, please.
I'm sorry, sir, for that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, the donor, it's not the first time it's going to happen. We hope it's the last. But we are now, you know, that's why it's good to interact with people. We're getting to know and remember that it's becoming a common practice in this country. So there's no attempt. We're not talking about who did the donation, really, but the principle. Morning, Yemi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Just hold on, please. Okay. Hello, morning.
Morning.
Can you hear me well? No, I can't. I can't get you there.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. Okay, let me try.
Can you hear me?
No, I can hear you now, yes.
Okay.
It's important that I hear you. Okay, let's go. Fine. Let's go quickly before the line goes off again.
Okay.
Please go on, Mr. Johnson.
All right. Sorry, I didn't know at what point of the conversation we were. I read the article that you asked me to read, and I think the first thing to say is that the judiciary is underfunded, poorly resourced, and it seems poorly administered. And this is what leads to the situation where an individual who is a customer, if you like, of the courts can make a public gift in a way which I think will undermine substantially the confidence of the public in the due and proper administration of justice. Someone said earlier on it wasn't about the individual, but then Chido Dinkala describes this lawyer as the richest lawyer in Nigeria. I think he probably is also the unluckiest, since it is the same lawyer who was recently in some sort of scandal where a partner of his in the firm had broadcast that he was owner of the judiciary and able to achieve any result that he desires. This sort of gift, however altruistic and however it is consistent with any previous philanthropy of this individual, is so poorly timed, so dangerously presented, that I think that it shows a lack of wisdom and lack of judgment for such a thing to have been accepted and to have been publicized. I mean, I'm wary of people who wish to honor themselves in any event, but then when you do so in a way that impinges upon a foundation of our constitutional government and democracy, I think that's a danger that ought to be avoided.
So what do we do in this case? What would you like the CJA to do? It's been built, it's going to put to use. Any correction that can be made?
No, I think that the damage has been done. As I said, the judiciary is underfunded and under-resourced. I'm sure they need that court. There have been some courts in this country where you wouldn't stable animals. I've been to some houses for judges, not in Lagos. Lagos is a better model than most, where you would be surprised that judges were asked to live in such circumstances. So there is a fundamental problem with the resourcing and the management of resources within the judiciary. So that there's two separate things. One, they may not get sufficient money, and there's not sufficient accountability about the way the money that they receive is administered. So this has an impact, adverse impact, on the administration of justice. But beyond... They do need these facilities. I wouldn't give the facility back. The gift has been made. The damage has been done. The question is how to mitigate it going forward, to discourage this sort of behavior and to diminish the damage that's been done to the public perception. The judiciary can be purchased by these...
Okay, let me try and be a little bit naughty here. If you had a case in this very court, and Chief Olani Gwekun was going to be on the other side, would it intimidate you?
I wouldn't be intimidated, but I think that I would be more worried about the judge being intimidated. this is the bigger problem.
Yes.
I think most lawyers would consider that if they appeared in a court which had been, and this is not just the nation to one's judiciary, it has an impact on judiciaries across the nation. Our judiciary is centrally administered. This has an impact on the influence and the capacity to influence the outcomes in courts across the nation. Maybe some other court is expecting that such a large bonanza will be their lot if they behave themselves properly. So it's damaging across the board, and I can't imagine that people who exercise judgment, I mean, humility on one side, but how people who have sound judgment would not see this to be a problem.
Okay, Yemi. Thank you very much, and God bless you. Sorry I had to take you out of your office so early in the morning, but go make your millions, huh? You too, bye. Have a nice day. So we have three perspectives there, which I think is fair enough. And the lines are now open for you to express yourselves. It's 9:46. We have till about just about how many more minutes? About 10 minutes. So we'll take 7 minutes. So we'll take your calls. Okay. Hello. Good morning. Hello. Morning. Okay. Hello. Good morning. Morning.
Hello.
Morning, ma'am.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yes, ma'am. Please go on.
Good morning, good morning, sir.
Please go on, please go on, please go on.
Yes, please, I want to speak to Jeff Lopoye.
That is the wrong number. Okay,
this is the wrong number.
This is the wrong number, yes. Thank you. Jibu Lazare doesn't live here. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Morning.
Yeah, I really love to discuss this morning.
Yes.
But Uncle Jimmy, I've been looking forward to the day whereby we are going to take all our agencies that are meant to put the checks of the executive, which is the police and the judiciary, off. Like, let the common man provide for their welfare. Let's see if they will not go against us.
Hmm.
That's my take.
Yeah, I like the sarcasm. It's not lost on me. And I like that. I like the use of language. It's a pity General Marwa has come and gone. I'd have asked how we would feel if a drug baron built donated an operational center to the NDLEA. How we would feel about that. I think that generally this idea of donations has been terribly abused in this country across the board. And that's because the various agencies, even in private, don't meet up to their responsibilities. Even the religious houses, you're always looking for somebody to come and donate this and donate that and become lord over everybody. We must have this culture that within the limited means that we have and is visibly seen, you know, we refrain from allowing people come and lord themselves over. Okay, so you live, for example, in an estate and somebody says, okay, I'll foot the bill of painting the building, I'll foot this. This idea of donations has been completely abused because it has its implications. And it's not just in the court. Even donations to the police, to this and to that, mainly because we fritter away the resources that are meant to provide for such things. And what makes it even worse is that, okay, so somebody donates a vehicle to the police, it's sprawled all over, painted, donated by this and this and that, more or less claiming ownership, intimidating other people. I think it's a culture that you know, we need to... I also believe that we need to have like a protocol conference to agree amongst ourselves what is agreeable as our culture. Some people actually do this in good faith, but in most cases, it's some form of intimidation. I'm not referring to this one now. I'm talking in general terms. In most cases, because these things are sometimes not even done quietly. Okay, if it was done quietly. If I was a senior lawyer, for example, the most I would do is I could offer scholarships to those who are reading law. I could actually build a nice law library. After I'm gone, that's another thing. After I'm gone, I could donate a law library to, you know, more so if none of my children is a lawyer, they're not going to benefit directly. It's this measurement, this social measurement in our head that seems to have gone haywire. But it's not, majority thinking is like that. We do think sometimes without deep thinking. And once again, I'm saying I'm not referring to this particular case. Okay, I think that's where we'll drop it for today. How many more minutes do I have? 3 minutes. Okay, I have 3 minutes. I'd like to say one or two things. Tomorrow we are going to have Dear Bumi, as usual. And on Thursday, this incident that happened in Kano, where the president was stoned, it has a security implication. And I'm not going to just let it slip by. I think it demands some deep analysis and deep attention. More so when I read, I wasn't there, but when I read that there was an attempt to bring the chopper down. Now that frightened me. And that's why for the umpteenth time, I must give our security forces credit for discretion. What if one of the stones had brought the helicopter down with the president in it? And I'm glad that the PDP, Sheriff, God bless him, said this morning, the PDP have reacted, the APC have not, and they own the president. But I think the APC have their own internal wrangling. But I'd like all of you to go back again and listen to what I said at 7:30. It's on YouTube and it's on Facebook. And I think it would be on the Nigerian Info website. And listen, it's not a subject of debate. You know, it's not an analysis like I said this morning. More or less, it's my thoughts, the way my mind is going. It doesn't look too good, ladies and gentlemen, but God will help us all. I'd like to thank everybody, GT. I'd like to thank Laborious and Yemi Candy Johnson. People who come and contribute in this manner are leaving their valuable time. They're donating their valuable time for the furtherance of good governance in this country. Feta, thank you very much. And Philip, who just entered and slipped behind the barrier here. Good luck to you. I see you all tomorrow at 9 o'clock. What's Up Lagos comes up next. Stand by. I'll see you then.
Nigerian Communications Commission has ordered mobile network of
shaping our present and the future.
The vast majority of men and women of the police force are hardworking and diligent in performing their duty.
Policies and its makers.
I have been crying out. What is there in our time now is that the cost of government is too much.
Community and the dwellers.
Stop playing the ostrich. I came here now and the officers are saying I cannot exercise my rights.
We bring them all to you. The news on Nigeria Info. Top of the hour, every hour. Nigeria Info News. Let's talk.
Hello, my name is Abdul. My friends ask me how I stay updated with current happenings around me despite my busy work schedules. That's my secret. Everywhere I go, my radio goes with me. In the morning on my way to work, and even in the office, I'm always tuned in to 99.3 Nigeria Info. It keeps me going through the craziness of my everyday. My radio is my best friend. My radio is 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Live from the heart of Victoria Island, you're listening to your number one station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. We keep you informed all day long with the best radio programming. From the morning crossfire with Sheriff to What's Up Lagos. And at noon, it's the Sunny Side with Joyce.
Sunnyside with Joyce.
Let's talk hard facts with Sandra Ezekwesili.
I will present a story the way that it was presented.
Femi and the gang bring the game on with day-by-day accounts. You are listening to your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Agbero wahala o, leti to go up for road because of hold up.
Waiting there on talk again, I like for their campaign. Carry your loti go, back it for we want to be.
In your beat out be 2023.
Make una no throw una vote to come 2023. Make we vote. Gadebo, road survivor for governor of Lagos State. Labour Party,
Papa, Mama, begin.
I know say everybody getting time. I don't go lose faith. As I dey hustle every day, I'm more, I don't get look face. But I know say one day I go make up. Yes, I know say one day I go blow. We move, we move, we move, we move, we move. We move, we move, we move, we move, we move. Yeah, yeah. Cause I know say one day.
Turn that fear into victory. What are we doing today?
Yeah, as much as
moves must be made. My people just work hard. Dreams and challenges motivate us. But sometimes, when the journey gets tiring, all we need is something to push our limits.
Yeah, we are strong. Ignite your energy. Bring out your inner champion.
Reactor energy drink. What you need to push your limits.
Wahala. No day, reactor energy drink. Push your limits.
No day, tire.
No way, reactor energy drink. Reactor.
Push your limits.
Isn't it beyond extraordinary owning a smartphone with a distinctive retractable portrait lens camera on an eco-friendly back cover designed with a slick cinema like beautiful screen, a super fast charge battery, and PC level large memory? Go for the new Tecno Phantom X2 today and get a free Phantom Razor toothbrush or a trolley travel case. Also enjoy 24 months warranty, 100 days broken screen warranty, and free data on a 5G network for up to 12 months. Hurry now to select retail stores while offer lasts. T's and T's apply. Techno, stop at nothing.
Papa, mama, brother, sister, East Lagos must